Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Theater Memphis. The music ministry at Second Presbyterian Church presents their very own Jonna Ellison concert. It's an evening with Jonna Ellison friends this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock in the sanctuary at Second Pres, and this is free and open to the public. Jonna Ellis joins me this afternoon to talk about who's going to be performing with her, and I'm telling you, this is a wonderful, eclectic program full of spirituals and opera and Broadway. It's really a lovely, lovely program of music that she's going to talk to us about today. Welcome, Jonna.
Hi. Thank you, Khaki. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be with you this afternoon.
Well, I'm tickled that you are here, too. Now, you're part of the Second Presbyterian family. Your husband is actually the Associate Director of Music there, right?
He is. Yes, yes. We are members of Second Presbyterian Church, and I sing in the Chancel Choir as well, and on the Sunday night praise team. So Second Presbyterian is like our second home. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know that music has been your passion since you were a young child. You got a degree in musical theater at Ole Miss, right?
Yes, I did at Ole Miss. I'm a native Memphian, 901 girl, very proud of that. I graduated from Overton High School, and I was under the direction of Lula Hedgman. She was a famous choral director here in town, and she just really propelled me to the next step. But before Overton, I was at Colonial Junior High School. So fine arts have always played an integral part of my life.
Well, this concert that you're performing in this coming Friday night is in honor of your mom, because I know that she really started you on the journey. I mean, she was like the reason that you fell in love with music to begin with. Am I right about that?
Yes, that is right. My mother, her name is Shirley Faye Chapman, and I've always admired my mom's singing voice because she had such a beautiful, rich mezzo soprano and alto voice, and I was sitting next to her at church and just hear her sing all these beautiful hymns and songs. And she was part of different singing groups throughout her time when she was a younger singer. And I would always say, "Oh, I just want to sound like my mother." And so many people were just so awed by my mother's voice and just how she ministered to people through her singing voice and her ability. So Mama definitely has been an inspiration for me since I was a little girl to carry on this music.
Oh, and she taught you some of the songs that you'll be singing this coming Friday night.
Yes, she did. She did. Her favorite hymn, well, she has a lot of favorite hymns, but one of her favorite hymns is How Great Thou Art and Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And just the words and lyrics alone in those hymns are so powerful. But I just remember my mom always saying, just, you know, God is so good and he's so great, and just the nature and the beauty that he gives us each and every day, how great thou art, and just the meaning of that and what she taught me about the message behind the hymn. So very special to me.
Well, I know that you're going to be doing some duets and some trios in this concert,
yes.
But the thing that I'm really excited about, that I think is the sweetest thing, is that you'll be singing in a very special quartet made up of you and your husband, Calvin, and your two adorable children.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Yes. It just makes my mama's heart so warm and just I don't know, just right. Everything's right in the world with my kids are singing with me. Yes, but my 14-year-old son, Caleb Ellis, and my daughter, Carrington Ellis, she's 11, we will sing Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, and it's going to be such a beautiful song and just a beautiful moment for the four of us to be singing that song together with Caleb, Carrington, and Calvin.
I love it. Well, I saw a picture of all four of you earlier today when I was getting ready for this conversation, and they are adorable, I just have to say.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. They're sweet kids.
Well, I want to eat Carrington with a spoon. She's just too cute.
I know. She's Miss Personality. They say that she's Jonna Part 2 because she likes to do all the fine arts. And she's athletic, too. But she loves to do all the fine arts, all the things, ballet and violin and piano, all of it. So we're very fortunate to have children that are you know, fine arts proponents and love the fine arts as well.
Oh, sure. So let me ask you about when you were at Ole Miss and you got a degree in musical theater, but there's some opera on the program. So I was just wondering if you studied opera, too, when you were at Ole Miss.
I was under the direction of Nancy Mariah Bolish. Mm-hmm. She was my voice teacher at Ole Miss. And so with my voice lessons, of course, I studied musical theater, but she also wanted me to push my voice in another direction, too, just to be well-rounded and have diversity with my voice. So, yes, yeah, so classical, I was trained classically as well as musical theater and with art songs and standards and jazz. I'm very thankful for Nancy's direction as my voice teacher while I was at the University of Mississippi.
So tell us some
and
of
she's
the...
She's still there.
Oh,
she's
is she really?
There.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes, she's amazing. Yes.
Well, yes. Tell me about some of the arias that you're going to be singing on Friday.
Yes, I'm going to be singing Vici d'Arte from the opera Tosca, and I will be singing the Flower Duet from the opera Lakme. And so I'm very excited about singing that, and I will do the Flower Duet with soprano Valletta Brinson, who's also a friend.
Oh, good. So, when you say friend, this is sincere. You mean it. You've gotten some of your friends to come and perform with you on Friday night.
I do, yes, yes. These are true friends, good friends, and friends that have walked with me in different phases of my life and different journeys of my life. And I'm very thankful for the relationships and the community that I have with my friends. And it's been really fun this week seeing all my friends connected and saying, well, how do you know Jonna? How do you know Jonna? How do you? So it's really neat to see all of that. So I believe in that tapestry of friendship goes very deep, and I'm very honored and thankful to have a wonderful set of friends in my life.
Oh, I love it. Well, right before you take a break for an intermission, you're going to give yourself a break and watch some very talented younger singers perform who you actually taught.
Yes, yes. I taught these kiddos. I am a music teacher at St. Mary's School, and I was the early childhood music teacher and theater teacher at Christ Methodist Day School. And so I thought it would be really neat to have some students represent both schools to come sing with me on the concert. So they're singing two songs. They're singing a spiritual, Wade in the Water, and singing the song Sing by Ellie Holcomb. So they're really going to steal the show. they're sweet, and they sound amazing. I love my students. They're Aww. so good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, after intermission, this is when I was printing out the program, the last part, after intermission, that part came out of the printer, and the first thing I saw was this very first song you'll sing after you come back for a break. And I was like, oh, yay, I can't believe she's doing a song from that show. I love that show.
Yeah.
Tell everybody what I'm talking about.
Opening Up. Is that the one?
That's the one.
From the musical Waitress?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. That is it. That is it. I had a chance to see Waitress in London right before COVID happened in 2019, and I just love the work of Sarah Bareilles and love her music and her messages and her work. And so I was just like, oh, this would be such a fun song to do for the concert. And so I was like, you know what, I can gather some of my theater friends and to do that with me. So I have two friends, one friend that I met in college at Ole Miss, and she was a music major with me and did theater with me too. And then I have a friend from Tupelo that just moved here to Memphis a few months ago, and we did shows together in Tupelo, but now she's here in Memphis, and she's an amazing vocalist too. And so I was like, this would be great for Lydia and Mary Frances and I to do together. So it's very cute. We're wearing cute little aprons, setting up like we're in a diner shop and just talking about life over coffee. So that should be really cute, really sweet. That'll be fun.
I think so, too. So tell us about the rest of the Broadway songs that you'll be singing after intermission.
Yes. So after Opening Up, I will go into Summertime, and that holds a lot of heart to me because that is actually one of the very first songs, probably the very first song I did when I was competing in pageants. I was competing for the Miss America pageants, and I'm actually the last Miss Libertyland, Khaki.
Oh, my gosh!
I don't know if you remember Libertyland.
Of course, yes.
Okay, so I'm the last Miss Libertyland, Miss Libertyland 1999, and I actually performed Summertime. And my mom, it's a story to that too, my mom had convinced me of doing that song. And she was like, Jonna, she was like, this song is called Summertime, and it's from Porgy and Bess, and I know you've never heard of it, but I'm going to, you know, teach it to you and, you know, explain to you what it's about. She said, I really think it'd be pretty in your voice. And so, you know, me being a 17-year-old and, you know, I was like, okay, Mama, like, if you think it's good, then I'll do it. So that song is very dear to me. So I did Summertime, and I ended up winning Miss Libertyland with that title.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's great.
Thank you. Yes. So Summertime is one of my all-time favorites, for sure.
Oh. So you got some Andrew Lloyd Webber on the program, too.
I do. I'm doing Love Never Dies from Phantom of the Opera 2, and it's a story behind that one, too, as well. I saw Phantom of the Opera for the first time in eighth grade when I went to Canada with Colonial Junior High's choir, and I was under the direction of Pamela Williams. And so I remember her taking us to Canada, and we had a show that we could see that night, and we saw Phantom of the Opera. And as an eighth grader, that just really stuck out to me because I was so in love with Christine and her voice and just the magic of the set and the costumes and the beautiful music that was played in the orchestra. So I decided, I was like, you know what? I would love to do something from Phantom, but something from Phantom of the Opera 2, because a lot of people aren't familiar with that musical. So I came across Love Never Dies, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
So I cannot wait to sing that on Friday night and share that with the community.
Okay. You're doing a duet from Ragtime with your husband.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. What a treat. I get to sing with Calvin, my hubby. That's really fun. It's always a story to all the songs I'm singing, Khaki. I love that musical, and I've always wanted to play the role of Sarah, and hopefully I'll get my chance to play the role of Sarah one day. But I've done Your Daddy's Son from Ragtime and have won singing awards with Your Daddy's Son, but I've never had a chance to do Wheels of a Dream in public. And so I was just like, well, what can Calvin and I do that will, you know, be beautiful for him and beautiful for me and the meaning and the text, because we're very big on text and meaning of text.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, I know what we could do Wheels of a Dream. The song along the lyrics itself is so poignant and gorgeous. And I can't help but think about my son, Caleb, my 14-year-old, because, you know, as parents, all we want is the best for our children and to make sure that their dreams are fulfilled. So it's such a sweet and touching moment when we're looking at each other and singing that, because we're connecting and thinking about our own child, Caleb. And so it's very sweet and has a powerful ending. But it's gorgeous. I'm a big fan of Audra McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of my vocal heroes. So, has been for the past 20 years. So it's such an honor to do that piece, and especially with Calvin, my husband.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah. In addition to the songs we've talked about, you're doing music from Godspell and The Sound of Music and some Rodgers and Hammerstein, very inspirational ending to the concert. And you're throwing some jazz in, doing a little Duke Ellington.
Yes. I'm excited about that. And listen for that, because I'll have the audience participating in that, too, as well. So that should be a fun number to do as well.
Oh, good.
Fun. Very fun and light number. I love it. I love Duke Ellington.
Oh, boy. Well, the whole program is terrific. So I hope everybody comes out. I really do.
Thank you, Kathy. And I hope you can come as well if you can. But I'm just so honored to be able to share my gift of music with family and friends in the Memphis community. Very thankful.
Oh, great. It's the Music Ministry at Second Presbyterian presenting an evening with Jonna Ellison Friends this Friday Friday night at 7 in the Sanctuary at Second Pres. This is a free concert. And for more information, you can go to 2pc.org. If you'd like to call for information, that number is 454-0034. Well, Jonna, it's nice to meet you. I know we're talking over the phone, so hopefully the next time we can see each other in person. But I really appreciate you talking to us about the performance this Friday night.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. So much fun talking with you too as well, Khaki. Thank you for having me.